His hands were all...
all greased up, something like that.
You use a kind of a thick grease when you're lubricating a car, but there's something thin, like if your door hinge was squeaking, what would you put on it?
Well, sometimes we call it 3-in-1 oil or something like that. That's just a smooth oil, that is. Yeah, 3-in-1 oil. Then we got some oil we call a wrench
oil.
That's to put on any kind of a nut you want to get it loose. It won't come loose. Well, that looks...
Seen that. Yes. Back in the old days, they used to just melt lard or something to use for...
Yes, oil like that. These folks used to grease the wagons all the time with... axe grease, tallow, just anything. Pine rolls, tar, anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The kind of stuff they used to burn in lamps.
Cool oil. Now they call it kerosene oil. They don't call it anything, not much, but they don't use none.
Did they ever make a lamp? I mean, have one, not a bought lamp, but make one using coal oil? Or?
Yes, I made a mini.
How did you do that?
Well, I'd take a little old bottle and put some oil in it and take a piece of cloth and twist it good and twist it and put it down there, and that oil soaking there, and all you got to do is light it. Hold your torch there the same as a, same as a lamp.
Did you ever call that anything? What would you call that?
I just called it a lamp, homemade lamp, I'd call it.
Okay.
Yeah. Homemade lamp.
Toothpaste comes in a...
tubes.
If you just built a boat and you're about to put it in the water for the first time, mm-hmm. you say you're going to do what to it?
Pitch it or something like that.
All right, or launch it?
Something like that, yeah. That's the same thing.
All right. Mm-hmm. What kind of boats do you think of? What kind of boat would you use to go fishing in?
I don't know. Might need to go use the boat going in the fishing. I wouldn't know what you'd call it.
All right. The kind of boat that has a pointy... what's a canoe look like? You know, have any idea about a canoe?
No. I ain't been around waters too much.
Yeah, there are a lot of these questions that maybe people who don't... maybe it would really apply to somebody over next to the river,
That's right.
All right. If you met a little boy on the street and he was afraid of you,
mm-hmm.
you might tell him you weren't going to hurt him mm-hmm. by saying, "Now don't cry."
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to buy it. Don't cry, son. I ain't going to buy it. I wouldn't hurt you for nothing. I'd tell him something like that.
That's mm-hmm. If a woman wants to buy a dress that's a certain color,
mm-hmm.
when she goes to the store, mm-hmm. she might take along a little piece of cloth.
That's right.
That'd mm-hmm. be a...
that'd be a sample of what she wanted. Maybe
right. If she sees a dress that she likes very much, mm-hmm. she might say, "That's what kind of dress? That sure is a
beautiful dress.
Or a
pretty dress.